Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have our first guest in, don't we, mate?
We do. We have the lovely Katie Bellamy. Good afternoon, Katie.
Good afternoon. It's nice to see you.
It's lovely to see you, too. You're going to tell us about these free courses you're doing.
Yes. So at the college, we offer free adult English and maths courses for anyone who hasn't achieved a grade 4 or C and above at GCSE.
Yep.
We run daytime and evening classes.
Yep.
And we run a mixture of functional skills and GCSE courses.
Ooh. Okay. See, I never did GCSEs. I did GCEs because I'm that old. So.
It's changed to numbers instead of letters now as well.
I had a pass in commerce, so I presume.
So these are aimed at what sort of group of people?
So anyone aged over 18, anyone who hasn't achieved their 4 or grade C and above at GCSE before.
Okay.
And anyone can apply for them. They're free courses, so there's no cost associated. We've got functional skills at level 1 and at level 2 in both English and maths. And we've also got GCSE as well in both English and maths. We offer daytime and evening classes.
Oh, and how long are the courses?
30 weeks in duration. English and maths GCSE is 3 hours once a week for each subject.
Okay.
And functional skills is 2 hours each week.
Okay, just you know, functional skills are...
So they're a stepping stone qualification to GCSE for students who either it's recognised by employers and universities. So some students opt to do functional skills instead of GCSE. Some students who are not quite ready for GCSE will do functional skills as a stepping stone into GCSE.
Okay, so it's functional skills in maths and English.
In English.
Kind of almost in English, you're talking about literacy levels and things like that.
Yeah, so we're looking at reading, writing and speaking and listening. So the functional skills is made up of three components. So an exam in reading, an exam in writing and then a spoken language component, speaking and listening.
Is that 30 weeks as well?
That is just over 30 weeks, but there's no fixed exam date with the functional skills.
No,
so
okay.
It's a test when ready, whereas GCSE is a fixed date.
Because GCSEs are national exams, aren't they?
They have
to be held on a certain date at a certain time.
Absolutely, yeah. So okay. They normally fall around end of May, beginning of June. For English, there's 2 exams, and for maths, there's 3 now.
Okay. So do you find that people who've gone through this and were successful, does it improve their self-esteem and their confidence?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a range of people who apply for the course. Those students who need it for a job that they might be interested in or going on to higher education. Or we have those students who are trying to help their kids at school and just want to upskill. So we have a mixture of different backgrounds that would like to do it. And they just, we have a really successful program at the college and students have... I really kind of engage with it and comment on how useful it is. We look at things like percentages in maths, looking at kind of how to apply that to mortgages and things like that.
Yeah, so it often helps with things like mathematics where you can see a practical use for what you're doing.
Absolutely. It's just that transferable skill that can be applied to either higher education or in everyday life as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yes, indeed. So how do people find out more about these courses?
So it's advertised on the college website. So you can go to the college website and it's under the adult courses. Or if you can phone the college number and speak to our admissions team and they'll be more than happy to put an application in. So you can apply online or via the phone.
So what is the website?
The website is iwcollege.ac.uk.
And what's the phone number?
And the phone number is 526631.
And these courses are starting when or do they're a rolling start?
The classes start in September, so we have a September intake for both GCSE and functional skills. So they start in September. We're taking applications anywhere from now. We do kind of a little assessment before people get going. So if you're not sure on if you want to apply for GCSE or functional skills, you can apply for either one. And if that's not quite the right direct route, the right route will direct you to the correct route. We also offer a January intake for functional skills as well, which is a slightly condensed programme, but gives us a second intake in January.
Okay. And it's free?
Free.
Yeah. And you shouldn't feel any stigma about saying, well, my reading's not up to scratch or my maths is rubbish, I can barely add up. Don't feel worried about that. That's the whole point of these courses, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
This is what they've been designed for, just to help people get those transferable skills that they need for those essential things in life, really, not just higher education.
No, of course.
But every day as well.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff.
Brilliant.
So I like the sound of these. They sound like they're a lot of fun, and well, not just a lot of fun, but I'm trying to describe the feeling you get when somebody hands you that certificate at the end of it as well.
Yes.
That really is quite an achievement.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of students go into it not having achieved their English and maths, which is why they're there to do it, and just kind of being able to come away with a qualification and just something you can put on your CV, but also, you know, with children at school, help them with their work as well.
Yeah.
Really valuable qualifications to have.
And how old is your oldest student, do you think?
We've had anywhere from 18 all the way up to 80.
Okay.
Totally, yes.
But it's a good point. When you've got children at school, they're doing GCSEs, you'll be doing the same syllabus.
Absolutely, yeah.
So when they come to you and say, I don't understand this, they say, oh, I've just done that.
Yeah.
Either I don't understand it either, but I'll ask, or... yeah.
That's it. They find it extremely helpful just to have that confidence to be able to answer the questions and to be able to break it down and have that explanation as well.
Yeah. Sometimes having an explanation by a different tutor can make all the difference.
I won't
tell you the story I've got on air, but it does make a difference.
It's being able to look at it in that in-depth level.
If you are, not necessarily struggling, but if you think you could do with some improvement in your English and maths skills, the college has got the courses for you, and they're free.
Yes.
And daytimes and evenings.
Daytimes and evenings,
so you can fit them in around work or other commitments, no problem at all. Won't cost you a bean other than getting to and from the college. You can probably do that on your bus pass if you've got one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you won't be the only one.
Nope, there will be plenty of people there. Yes. And it's a really good way to kind of meet new people and kind of support each other as well to achieve the qualification.
Yeah. So what's the website again?
iwcollege.ac.uk.
Mm-hmm. And the phone number again?
526631.
Just one more point. It's not like going back to school. It's an adult college.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a completely different feel to learning stuff. They don't shout at you like they do kids at school.
Definitely
it's just
not.
Totally different from that. I mean, I notice when you get youngsters who come from school do their last year at the college, completely different feel to it all told.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So don't feel you're going back to school. Don't be worried about people judging you. They won't do that. Apply. Get your qualifications and you'll move on like lightning from there.
Yep, they're also advertised on our Facebook page as well. But if anyone, you know, needs any more information, then please don't hesitate to contact us. We'll be more than happy to chat through any questions that anyone may have.
No problem at all.
So if they ring 526631,
they'll get through to the college reception team.
Yep.
And they will put them in touch with the admissions department, who are responsible for the kind of intakes for those courses and the application process. If they've got any questions, then they'll be directed to me, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions.
Magic. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Katie. Thanks for coming in and telling us that. I'm so pleased that someone's doing something with that. That's a great idea.
It is.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.